welcome her into this congregation, because in a moment we're worshiping Jesus. He inhabits the praises of his people, and we're glad you came, because the reality of who he is going to embrace you. Yay for Jesus. We've made a lot of this complicated, and we have more fear motivation in our lives than we realize. Faith doesn't work by fear, folks. Faith works by love, and perfect love casts out all fear. There's no fear in love. So why do I pray for the sick? Because I see the love of God for them in sending his son. Now, I don't pray for them because they're in trouble. There's a side that moves your heart you can't help. It's compassion, but when I see God's view of them through his son on the cross, that's my motivation. Come on, are you following me? Because that's where faith is found, in love. And when I see that God would send his own son to save her life, and I understand her value to God, it makes it easy to pray for her in faith that works through love. Because she's precious in the sight of God. And what she's going through hasn't been ordered by God, nor is it the will of God. But he actually paid a price to change all that through his son. You see how you get motivated? That's a big deal. Okay? Come on, that sure beats this impersonal Christianity that most people have. And when things are going wrong, they just cry out this kind of a hopeless prayer or a hopeful prayer. And in the process declare they really don't even know the heart of God towards them or the situation. See, it's not the prayer of hope that saves the sick, it's the prayer of faith. Of course, every sick man dying hopes to be well. But what's going to take us over the hump of deliverance and healing and freedom? Knowing what God says about it all. And who he is in the midst of it all. And who we've been anointed to be and privileged to be in the midst of it all.